In the first reading today, we're told that St. John was asked by our Lord to write down what he was shown. Part of what he was shown was a message to all of the various churches that would be in Asia Minor. And each one of those, there are blessings that are there for the people, and there are condemnations for what they're not doing. And if you look very carefully at them, and there are lots of different ways that you can understand them, but one of the ways is that in each of these, there is something about our spiritual life. If you read the seven churches, you will find your spiritual life in one of them. We don't know which one. You alone with the Lord will know that. For instance, we look at the one today from Ephesus, and we hear somebody who's doing well. He doesn't tolerate the evil, and he's, you know, being faithful on the one hand, and yet it says, but you have lost the love you had at first. How easy it is to do that. We may remain orthodox, and yet at the same time, we give in to other things. We let the worldly things creep in. We compromise. We become like others, not compromising the truth, but in a way, compromising our relationship with Christ. And so we need to be so careful with that, to make sure that we're truly striving to be able to love the Lord. Even to learn from this man in the gospel today, as he calls out to the Lord, and the Lord comes to him and says, what do you want me to do for you? And he says, Lord, that I may see. Maybe we just need to adjust that a little bit. Lord, that I may love. That I may love you. But of course, before we can love him, we need to know him. So in that sense, to see. To have the spiritual insight to recognize what it is that needs to be done. Where it is, perhaps, that we're failing. Or what needs to change in our lives. But what is most important is loving the Lord. So we need to know the truth, but we need to love the truth. It's an interesting thing. You can have the truth without charity. You cannot have real charity without the truth. So we see that there are lots of people that might know the truth. There's not a whole lot of charity there. There are lots of nice people who don't have the truth, but then they don't stand for anything. They're just nice. God's not looking for nice. God's looking for charity. He wants us to love him. He wants us to love the people around us. But we have to love them in the truth. And so it's a both-and kind of thing. And so that God would give us the spiritual insight that we might see, that we might be able to see the truth, that we might be able to see where we're not loving as we should, what we could do differently, and so on. These are some things that we can work on. But as we go through each one of these different places, I don't think we actually hit them all, and I think they skip a couple of them in the readings, but it might be worth going back and looking in the second and third chapters of Revelation and see all these various churches and all the things that the Lord says to each one, and then ask yourself, which one sounds like me? Might have parts of different ones, but in essence, like I said, in everything that's said, all of us can see exactly where our spiritual life is in one of those examples. And so pray for that grace then that this man, the blind man, prayed for. Lord, that I may see. And then pray for the even greater grace. Lord, that I may love.